Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, Merry Christmas. I'm so happy you tuned in today. You know, even though we're in the countdown to Christmas, I hope you'll be able to give a gift to yourself, to stop and relax and listen to my thoughts about the men in the Christmas story, as well as listen to the wonderful Christmas music I have planned for you. It would be a gift you give yourself. Well, the first group of men I want to talk about on this program are the shepherds and their participation in the marvelous story of the birth of Jesus. Many years ago, when I was reading the Christmas story from the Bible to my two young sons, Randall, the younger son, interrupted the story and asked, "What were their names?" Well, I was so intent on the story itself, it took me by surprise. "Whose names?" I asked. "The shepherds' names, Mom. The shepherds who saw the angels. What were their names?" Randy impatiently asked. At his young age, he thought moms knew everything, so of course I would know their names. "Well," I slowly explained, "I guess they had names, but we don't know what they were, as the Bible doesn't tell us." But later I wondered, why were the shepherds nameless in the scriptural account? We don't know, but their names were certainly known to God, who chose them for a most important mission the night of his son's birth as a baby. Well, the old prophet Jeremiah told us that God not only knows our name, but he knew us before we were born. You may feel insignificant and that you have no name like the shepherds, but Jesus knows your name, and he wants to be your shepherd. Well, the message to the shepherds was so clear. Let's listen to it from Luke 2:12-14. "There shall be a sign unto you, and you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then the angels said in verse 14, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill to men." Oh, there is no doubt they wouldn't find Jesus at Herod's palace. They wouldn't find him at the local hotel, and they wouldn't even find him at the local mayor's house. No, he was in a stable, lying in the manger. So now let's listen to that beautiful song, "Away in a Manger."
Down his sweet head, the stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Stay by my cradle, dear.
to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Oh, what a blessed song, Away in a Manger. Well, I'm so grateful to share this Christmas season with you, wherever in the world this program finds you. And I'm discussing the men in the Christmas story on this program. You know, it's interesting that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Raising sheep was one of the main businesses of the area. So, here was Jesus, born in a shepherd's town, and he was born to be our good shepherd. So let's take a moment and look at the scene in the stable over 2,000 years ago. It's a humble stable, thankfully warm and cozy. And the babe, asleep in the manger, is encompassed by the love of his mother and father. The gentle stable animals keep a vigil throughout the night. Everyone's dozing, but suddenly Joseph is alert. He's certain he heard some rustling outside the stable door. He listens intently and hears it again, a soft whispering, a shuffling. What could it be? Cautiously, Joseph opens the stable door a crack. At that moment, a small, motley group of shepherds of all ages bow down in reverence in the dirt, and Joseph, realizing they mean no harm, ask him what they want. Well, the older shepherd begins to tell Joseph and Mary about the message of the angels. But suddenly all these shepherds are talking at once, excited at the wonderful thing that's happened to them. And then the Bible says in Luke, "Now, when the shepherds had seen Jesus, they made widely known the sayings which was told them by the angels concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds." No, we may not know the shepherds' names who came to find the babe, but like the shepherds, especially at this time of year, we too can make widely known the story of the Christ child, telling everyone how much God loves him. So I wish to tell you that now. If you're feeling lonely or lost, hurting, or even angry this Christmas, let Jesus fold his arms around you like the shepherd he is. He wants to hold you and make you brand new. He loves you so much. Now here's a song about the shepherds. While shepherds watch their flocks, that song brings such beautiful imagery. The shepherds watching and the angels came. How exciting! Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, in case you tuned in late. This being the month of December, I'm looking at various aspects of the Christmas story, and on this program, I'm talking about the men in the Christmas story. You know, the story of the birth of Jesus, Savior of the world, King of Kings, would not be complete unless I talked about the wise men who came to worship Jesus. Well, as a child, I grew up with a simple story that the three wise men followed the star from the east and brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh as gifts when they came to worship the child Jesus. But being a modern woman, I decided to go to the internet and see what I could find. Interestingly, there was a lot of historical background. Some reports said there were only two wise men. Other reports from some ancient writings in the Orient said there were over 12, and they called them magi, or kings from the east. It seems there was an order of priests or magi that lived in Persia, and they had been studying the stars for years, watching for the star that would tell of the arrival of the Messiah. Another thing I did find out was that the trip from Persia to Jerusalem and then on to Bethlehem was no easy overnight trip. It's over 1,000 miles, and in addition to the planning and preparation, it took many camels and supplies and servants for a trip of that distance. It was over a year, even after they saw the star. Well, Matthew 2:9 describes the star and how it led the wise men on their journey. Let me read it to you. "Behold, the star, which the wise men had seen in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was." You see, because the Magi understood the stars and also knew the prophecies concerning a king, they knew what they were looking at when they saw the star. So they followed it to Bethlehem. They bowed down to give him their gifts, to worship and adore him, and to acknowledge the divinity of the newborn king. Well, now let's listen to that beautiful song, "O Holy Night," sung by Daniel Rodriguez.
"O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, our brother, and dear.
I love that song. Indeed, it was a holy night. Well, I'm discussing the men of Christmas on this program, Psalms of Hope. In the last segment, we talked a little about the wise men. What did they do? Well, once they understood about the star and where to go find Jesus, the newborn king, they went to find him. Oh, I don't doubt that in that year of travel, riding endless months on their camels across the desert sands and the daily heat, or in the sandstorms and freezing nights, they must have wondered why they even decided to undertake such a journey. Well, the Bible doesn't tell us much of what the wise men actually experienced on their journey to baby Jesus. We only know they persevered. They followed their dream through everything. It was the only thing that mattered to them, and when they found him, they bowed down and worshiped him. Well, curiously, there was another group of men whom the wise men encountered in Jerusalem. They were the high priests, who acknowledged they knew the prophecies that a Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. Strangely, the Bible indicates that King Herod and everyone else in Jerusalem was deeply disturbed. Well, everyone else certainly includes the high priest. Why weren't they rejoicing? Maybe they were disturbed because they were afraid they might lose their position, their power. We don't know the reason, but we need to decide which group of people we want to be in concerning Jesus. Are we like the high priest, disturbed or uninterested, or the wise men rejoicing as they followed their dream to the Messiah? Well, on our own personal journey through life, we too need to follow our dreams, seeking a relationship with God, knowing that Jesus, the Messiah, is the only thing that matters. As we transit our journey of spiritual growth and enrichment, deepening our relationship with God, going stronger every day in His love, joy, and peace, we will truly find that Jesus, the Messiah, was indeed worthy of our search. Well, this next song tells the wonderful story of the Magi, or kings from the East. Here is the song, We Three Kings.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travers far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh,
you just tuned in, I've been talking about the men of Christmas on this program, Psalms of Hope. I've talked about the shepherds, the wise men, the priests, but what of Joseph? What about his pride as a man when he found out Mary was pregnant and they weren't married yet? I'm always amazed when I read the story of Joseph. In a dream, God assured Joseph that this was as Mary had said. She had known no man. How many men today would be willing to accept such an outrageous concept from a dream? They might just pass it off as too much late night food. But then again, many months later in a dream, God spoke to Joseph to take Jesus and Mary and flee to Egypt. Had Joseph not heeded the dream, they would have still been in Bethlehem when King Herod ordered for all babies 2 years and under to be murdered. What a horrible night that was. Oh yes, I have great admiration for Joseph. He must have been a smart man. He had his own well-respected carpentry business. Yet he also had a deep relationship with God and was willing to be obedient to God even when it didn't make sense. He was even willing to take the ridicule from his friends when he decided to keep Mary rather than have her stoned as the law dictated he could. And as a woman, I'm so warmed by the thought of how much Joseph must have loved Mary with an unconditional love. How gentle he was with her on the journey to Bethlehem. How protective and nurturing he was with her and Jesus on the long trip down to Egypt. Yes, Joseph is one of my unsung heroes of the Bible. It would do all men well to pattern their lives after Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. But an even bigger question, not just what we think about Joseph, but more importantly, what will you do about Jesus, the Messiah? Will you accept him into your heart as your Savior, your Messiah? It's your choice. And you, dear listeners, you too have a choice. Will you take a few moments from your busy Christmas activities and write to me? Will you send Psalms of Hope a Christmas gift? This program is sponsored by you listeners, so a gift at this time will help me keep Psalms of Hope on your station. But oh my goodness, our time together is over, so do write me today. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's landy.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.